following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A little football tit to what's going on today, and we will have all of that for you right here. So don't miss the Doug and Daddy Show today. Sean Callahan joins us. He is making a trip through western Nebraska last night and this morning. Spoke last night, I believe, out in McCook. He's also catching up with a few of the high school prospects over the next 3 days. Then tonight, Sean is at Bullseyes in Hastings. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, he will be, of course, in Kearney at Cunningham's. Thursday, Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Reservations, they ask that you call Indian Head tonight and tomorrow, though, in Hastings and Kearney. First come, first serve. Come on out. Check out Sean Callahan from 6 to 8. He'll be bringing the recruiting video, show you clips, and talk about every single kid, scholarship, and walk-on for the Huskers that are coming in. The coaching changes, spring ball, just about 3 weeks away, unbelievably. And he'll talk about the 2011 season and move it into the Big Ten and answer all your questions. So come on out tonight to Bullseyes in Hastings. Also on the show today, we're going to be joined by Overton coach Glenn Snodgrass, who announced last night that he is going to be leaving the Overton Eagles to accept the position at York as their head football coach. We'll talk to him about the program he's built at Overton and what he hopes to do at York, one of the worst Class B programs in the state of Nebraska when it comes to football. They've lost 22 in a row. That's the way it is. They've got to find a way to get that thing turned around, and it's going to be a monumental undertaking here for the coach. Also, we'll talk a little bit about Nebraska basketball as they get ready for Kansas State tomorrow, looking for their fourth consecutive win. Plus, high school basketball continues. Some games last night that were quite the battle in the opening round, and all of that and more coming up. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday trivia.
Will it be a NASCAR question?
No.
See, I set you up for that one so you could hit it out of the park. I figured you wouldn't go that direction. Douglas, I think, you know what, in on the street, in this time of year, I think the majority of people...
Maybe it will be a NASCAR question. Who knows?
Ooh, curveball. Teaser. Curveball. Curveball with spring training.
Well, we'll just prove that there are no NASCAR fans out there. That's all that's for.
We could do that. Douglas, I think most of the talk this time of year, with recruiting day just being here, I think there's a lot of football talk that is really totally, and people getting ready and amped up. This win over Texas, People are talking about this win and getting excited about Nebraska basketball for the first time. I cannot remember a time when there's been more talk about the fan that you wouldn't think pays attention to it.
That is my point. Those of us that actually do follow Nebraska basketball, that have been just kicked in the groin time and time again, that's why we've been kicked in the groin time and time again, because we pay attention to this program. If you're paying attention this week because they beat Texas, you're not a fan.
Well, you know, and Tom Chattel writes that in his article today about the bandwagons. The bandwagon will show up at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Hey, there's a plenty of room on this bandwagon. They'll take each and every one of you. Yeah, we follow it a little bit closer, probably than the average fan out there, or a lot closer. But, Doug, I just think for some reason, because the players are different. They finally got some big men that can compete in the Big 12. This is the since Marich, who was all by himself, who had to touch the ball every time down the floor. Every time. They have had nobody at the 4 and 5 position that could score, that could play at that level. They've had nobody like Jeter attacking the basket. Looks like he plays for one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the nation. That's how hard he goes at the basket. There's very few people at Division I that attack the basket like he does.
Just get me my brackets. I'm ready to fill them out.
You think they're in?
No. Not right now, no.
I know.
Tony, let me just say it. This is a basketball team that earlier in the year when they went on that, what was it, a 12-game winning streak to start the season? Or at the beginning of the season before they went into conference and got one there? They were just outside the top 25. They have just won 3 straight games to get to 500 in one of the toughest conferences in the country. Not the toughest, but one of the toughest conferences in the country. They have an outstanding record. How many votes do you think they received in the Associated Press poll yesterday after beating Texas, who was going to be the number one team in the country and is now 5th? That's right, 0.
I was going to say 3.
0. Not one ballot had Nebraska listed at 25th. Not one. Not one. There are 4 teams that are ranked: Kansas, Texas, Texas A&M, and Missouri. And not another team receiving a vote. So, when you're talking national perception, the media is not always right. The coaches aren't always right. But they've got a pretty good pulse on what's going on out there. There is no way this team is in the tournament.
And you said yesterday, Joe Lenardi, yeah, he doesn't miss. When he does miss, he's missed, what, 3 teams in the last 2 years? As far as teams to actually get in the tournament?
Nebraska is not in. Nebraska needs to beat Kansas State. They need to keep winning. As I said, it's 3-1 at least with a win in the tournament, or it's 2-2 with 2 wins in the tournament. There's no way it can be any less than that. And if Nebraska loses tomorrow night, we're right back to where they were 2 weeks ago, unfortunately. But they have put some wins together. Again, they look at how those last 10 games go. Well, what could the last 10 games for Nebraska be? They've won 3. They've got 4 to go. Hopefully 2 in the tournament. So that's 9. That's 9. And right now they're 3-2. They're 3-2. They got 4. Hopefully they got 6 to go. 6 to go. So they'd be 3-1. They lost, right, and then they won 3 in a row. If they can get 8 somehow, go 8-2, that means they can only lose whatever knocks them out of the conference tournament, 7-3. That's putting you at 7-3 in your last 10 games under the scenario I talked about. Maybe even 6-4. If you go 2-2 and win 2 games in the tournament and then lose in the semifinals.
I would think your last 10 in this conference, if you find a way to get 7 wins, that should play your way in. But you know what? Those wins have got to come against. We got to knock it. Let's get a Missouri or Kansas State on that resume.
7 wins. What do you mean 7 out of these last 10? You would hope so. But again, if Nebraska from this point on goes 3-1, they're a game above 500 in the conference. They're not 11-5. They're not 12-4. They're 9-7. couple of years ago, and Doc Sadler talked about it yesterday on his conference call, when they had a chance to do something, and everybody again was bunched up in the middle. Nebraska beat Baylor that last game to get to 8-8 in the conference, then had to turn around and play them in the 8-9 game in the first round of the tournament and got shellacked. They weren't even close to getting into the tournament at 8-8. So they need some wins. There's no doubt about it. Here's the deal. At least we're talking about them. They're not 2-14.
That's the good news. And
here's the thing I want to see, Tony. They've got Colorado and Iowa State still to play. I don't care where those games are. You have to win them if you're going to the next level. You can lose to Missouri at home, Kansas State. I mean, those are not games you want to lose. But those are teams that are supposed to be better than Nebraska. So beat the teams you're supposed to beat. But as Coach Doc Sadler says, you got to win at home, and they have done such a great job of that all season long. So hopefully things continue to go well for Big Red. I'm rooting for him. I want to see him get in the tournament. I want to see him get a win in the tournament, as Bruce Chubbuck said. Get that little crawl off the bottom where it says Nebraska's never won a tournament game, one of four schools, I think it is, that never have won a tournament game, and they've lost six in a row or whatever it is, and that's like the third longest streak in NCAA history. Just we need to get that taken care of. I don't know if this is the year to do it, but I hope so.
What a great quote for Bruce Chubbuck to come out and say, "I bleeping hate Texas," and say, "You can print that." I you know what? That was just a great timing. And then the team comes out, and I don't think it had anything to do with Bruce Chubbuck's comments, but it was pretty cool for him to come out and say that. They roll into Lincoln for the last time and to take one on the chin. That's great. You're right. Nebraska's 3-1, Doug. There'll be 9-7, and you're looking at that going, ooh, that's not all that. I mean, you're right. It's not 11-4, but they're 9-7.
Tony, okay, all right, we're going to talk more about that, but just had some breaking news come across the email here, come across the wire, come across the ticker. Division II national rankings are out. I know you want to know this. Tomorrow we're going to have our Loper Link. Brady Bonzel is going to join us because the RMAC Indoor Track and Field Championships are coming up, and Kearney is hosting those this weekend, so we're going to talk about that. And, as always, some talented teams coming in for that. But right now, in the top 20 women's indoor track and field team computer rankings, number 19, Wayne State. Number 17, Fort Hays State. Then you go all the way up to number 7, that's Western State out of the RMAC. Number 5, Adams State out of the RMAC. UNO is number 4 in the country. If you're tracking indoor women's track and field, UNO is 4th in the country. And, of course, your number one team in the country in Division II indoor women's track and field is
Grand Valley State.
Yes, Baloney, Bronzer, Texas. Those are the three words to win a Big Daddy's Deli sandwich here on the Doug and Daddy Show this week. Use those three words in an email. Shoot them to us to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll choose one of the emails out this week and award you a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. Again, the words to use, Bronzer, which, of course, was Tony's, Texas, and Baloney. Use those three words any way you want in an email and send it off to us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. We'll be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Do you want to feel the rush? Well, jump out of your seat and haul in a great-tasting, low-calorie Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew, it's got a bold taste, and its citrus charge will not only get you into the game, but keep you going to stay on top. Whether you and your friends are headed to the game, watching from the comfort of your own home, dominating your fantasy league, or listening to ESPN Radio, share that passion with Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. Diet tastes better on the mountain.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tonight, it's boys C1 sub-district basketball action on the Breeze 94.5 FM as Hastings St. Cecilia plays St. Paul at 8:15. And on Classic Hits 98.9, it'll be Minden against Wood River at 5:30. Kearney Catholic plays Gibbon at 7:15. The finals are Thursday and girls district championship games Friday. It's high school hoops coming your way this week.
We'll see more sunshine develop throughout the day today as temperatures top off in the mid-40s. Winds out of the south will also stay at about 5 to 15. We'll then see clear skies tonight with a low of around 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Don't forget, if you're looking for a little lunch or a little evening snack on this Tuesday, maybe before you head out to a sub-district ball game, check out the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. In Kearney, it's their Chicken Wing Night with the bone-in wings, only 40 cents each. They are big wings, larger than ever, and every Tuesday they're just 40 cents a piece. You can put any of their 13 wing flavors on them, and it's every Monday night. Every Tuesday night, excuse me, from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. And then if you're going to Kearney or Grand Island, lunch specials every single day. Check them out Monday, Friday, Sunday. They're there because you're hungry every day, folks. Watch all of your favorite basketball, all of your favorite sports. Doesn't matter what's on. They're going to get it on the Chicken Coop for you. And, of course, you want a steak, a salad, a burger, balls of cheese. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, where tomorrow's Big Burger Night.
13 wing flavors away. It doesn't get any better. I think I found it, Doug. I think it's Edgemont, South Dakota.
I wanted to make sure that you caught that. Congratulations to UNK's Joey Wilson. He is the RMAC Wrestler of the Week. Sub-district basketball coming up tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. We will be at the C19 tournament going on at Grand Island Northwest at 5:30. It will be Minden taking on Wood River, who had to go double overtime to beat Centura last night. And in the 7:15 game, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Gibbon. Also tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, just one game, St. Paul taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. Tip-off is at 8:15, the first game, Grand Island Central Catholic against Central City. Plenty of other games going on at a variety of spots in the area tonight. There should be two really good ones at Kearney Catholic. 17-4 Ravenna against 17-3 Burwell. Of course, I guess maybe they played once last week, but anyway, that was the sub-district pairing numbers. Shelton 18-2, Arapahoe 19-3. I think they each have another win after that. That's just incredible. And good luck to all the teams that will be playing tonight. Girls districts also get underway tonight, and the Class A and B for Hastings girls, they will play Aurora tonight at Grand Island Senior High at 7. The Kearney girls will be at Lincoln Southwest, and that will tip at 5:15. And for the Grand Island girls, they will play Omaha West Side at Bellevue East at 7 o'clock.
I'm for sure it's Edgemont, South Dakota, Doug. You know what another thing that irritates? This is just one of my pet peeves. Some of these high schools that have automated systems. So you think you're calling Chase Manhattan when you're calling a school and trying to get a hold of somebody? What if grandma's sick and you're on the way to the hospital and you want to inform the kids? That just makes you want to break things. I mean, it really just makes you want to break things.
Yeah, we're getting more and more of that all the time. Nebraska women are home tonight to take on Missouri. Hastings College basketball teams are also in action tonight. They will be starting the GPAC Conference Tournament. The women are at Concordia, tipping off at 6. The men will play at Morningside, tipping off at 7. And you can hear that on 1230 KHAS, a long way away from where these teams were last year when they both got into the national tournament and won a game. And I don't remember the last time, if ever, that Hastings has had to play in the first round, the play-in games in the GPAC Conference Tournament. But we know that they're very young, and hopefully they can get some things turned around just like the Nebraska women. What if they didn't have Jordan Hooper?
Oh.
Freshman of the week. Again.
How you know, they do have Jordan Hooper, but how much of a difference would Dominic Kelly have made this team? I mean, from a wins and loss,
winning a few games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. From a wins and loss perspective, I mean, would it have been? I mean, that'd be an interesting question for Connie Yori to pose to her and say, "Boy, we, you know, instead of being this downtrodden deal like we are, I mean, could we be 6 games better?"
Yeah. Yes, we'll see. Tri-City Storm, 7-game homestand continues tonight. They welcome in Omaha. That's going on as well. 7:05 is when things will get underway at the Viero Event Center. Storm need a win, and we're going to be talking a little Storm hockey more on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us for that as the week progresses. But this time of the year, you never know what you're going to find out. Kind of when the winter sports season winds down, you start finding out about coaching opens, vacancies, changes, and that is where we go with our next guest on the Doug and Daddy Show, Glenn Snodgrass, informing me yesterday that he is moving up to 11-man football, Class B style, heading to York. And Glenn joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. How's the atmosphere around Overton this morning as you broke the news to your team yesterday?
Oh yeah, it's all right. I talked to the guys yesterday, and it was pretty difficult to do because, you know, you spend so much time around these guys, and, you know, I've been here long enough. I've seen them grow up, and it was a pretty difficult thing to do. I had a hard time with it, but you know, we let them know, and I think they're taking it just fine.
Glenn, it would be real easy to pull the old Baltimore Colts deal on a lot of 8-man teams when the cupboards are bare and you don't have talent coming. That's not the case for you at Overton. It's fully, the shelves are fully stocked there, and more runs at state championships will be made the next 3 years. How difficult did that make it?
Oh, it made it real tough. You know, we've had chances to move on several times in the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, and we've always decided to stay, but you know, it was no different this year. It was a very, very difficult decision. And as you said, we've got a lot of great kids coming up. You know, this coming year, we've got, you know, one of the better players, or maybe the best player in 8-man football next year, in Jacob Olmstead. You know, and I hate to just single him out because we've got a lot of other very good ones. Our junior high and our freshman group is absolutely stacked with boys, and our middle elementary, which my son is a member of that group in fourth grade, is just stacked with kids. So the program's going to be left in pretty good shape. There's definitely going to be a lot of W's coming down the road for Overton.
Glenn Snodgrass joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what did make this different about taking the York job over some of the others that I know you had a chance at in the last few years?
Well, York actually offered me the head job in 2002, and at that time I just didn't think I was ready yet, and I really enjoyed it here a lot, which we obviously still do, but I think this time around it came down to family. My wife's family lives down around Lincoln, and, you know, they're not getting any younger, and my family's not getting any younger either, my mom, and this just makes it a lot easier for them to come see my boys, my son's games and things like that. So I think that was a big part of it. I've always been interested in a challenge. You know, York is not at the top of their game right now in football, and it's a challenge, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I know some people down around York, and they, you know, kind of did some talking to me to help me help make up my mind. So we just felt it was the right fit for us.
Well, and obviously one of those is a former teammate of yours who is a coach there.
Yeah. Matt Kern's a girls basketball coach down there, and he's going to be one of my varsity assistants. So, you know, he's been a pretty close friend of mine ever since I was an elementary student down in good old North Loup, Scotia, Nebraska, and I would lie if I was saying he didn't do a little recruiting to help get me down there.
That was back when Glenn was 5'10".
You know, Glenn, I chuckled there because you won a challenge. Well, you've got one on your hands now. I you know what, I thought when Doug called me yesterday and told me the news, I just took a step back and thought, boy, chances are it's really good. Now, I mean, it is a really good place to eat, but oh, in their last 22, what's the first thing you're going to do once you arrive there?
Well, I think the main thing, and it's the same thing that we did here at Overton, is make sure the weightlifting program is solid and in place and there's a serious commitment to it. I think that's absolutely the cornerstone of everything. And, you know, the thing is, it's going to help the football team, but it's going to spread across to every team that they have at York. And that's definitely my number one priority to get going. And then just an attitude, you know, all in. They need to be bought into the football program. You know, it can't just be a three-month-a-year deal. It's got to be a commitment. So, you know, the first thing is a commitment to the weight room, and the second thing is just making sure that they're committed to being successful.
Doug and Daddy Show, Glenn Snodgrass joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth as he announced yesterday to his team and to the school that he was going to be leaving at the end of this year to take the head football coaching job at York. And three times in 12 years, they've been to the state championship game, 03 and 04. They were runner-up to Howells in 06. They beat Bancroft Rosalie. Then it was a rebuilding time, but they still made the playoffs. And then the last couple of years, they've been very, very good again, losing to teams that went on to the state championship. The quarters to Giltner in 09, of course, that great football game up at Creighton in the semifinals this past year. 98 wins. He's been an assistant coach in the Shrine Bowl, and I'm sure someday he'll be a head coach in the Shrine Bowl if he stays with it long enough. He's been the head coach at the 8-man Sertoma game. The girls basketball coach as well, which I know has been a little bit more of a challenge. Back in the day, there was Eva Benson and some other girls that made Overton real tough, but you've had a young girls basketball team there, and I know you wanted to wait until that season was over before you kind of made this news official.
Plus, Glenn, more All-State punters and kickers than any other coach in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, I'd say we've probably had one of the best 8-man punters there's ever been, even though we only kicked it about 38 yards a pop.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. Glenn, what about maybe after the 06 season, winning the state championship? That I know there were a lot of offers out there, but you didn't sprint right away, and then you kind of got back here the last couple of years, getting done with this football team what you wanted. You got to have a good feeling, as you said when we started, about where this program is compared to where you took it over in 99, which wasn't all that bad either.
Yeah, I definitely do. And like I said, the weightlifting program, as long as they keep that intact, it's going to be very successful. Group of kids here. I can't say enough about the boys that I've been lucky enough to coach over the years here. You know, just, you know, hard-working kids, great character. I mean, they bought in fully to the football program, and you know, they do anything you ask them to, and they've just been great, and it's made it easy to be a good football coach, and we've been treated so well here at Overton. Our administration has just been unbelievable. You know, Mark Aiton's our superintendent, and our principals, Bill Patterson, Mitch Kubicek, and now Brian Fleischman, they just do such a tremendous job of supporting the teachers and the coaches and supporting all our activities. So as I said, boy, I would think this has got to be a great job for any young coach who's interested in coming in, stepping into a great situation. So it was a very, very tough decision, though. It was not easy by any means. But we're committed to stepping moving forward now.
Glenn, will you be involved in making the decision on who takes over for you at all, or are they going to look from the outside, I take it, with what you just said?
Well, you know, I told him that I'd like to have some input, if that's at all possible, because I still do care a lot about this program and about these kids, and I'd love to have as much input as possible helping him pick the next coach. You know, we've got some great assistants on staff here already, and if they look outside, I definitely would like to try and be involved with that, because I want what's best for these kids moving forward, And I know everybody does here at Overton, but I'd like to help out with the transition as much as I could.
I don't think we can get to all these emails. Stan from Elm Creek says, boy, have a good time. Kevin from Elwood says, hey, can we still exchange film? Boy, there's just so many emails here that are rolling into the Dent Popper inbox that I can't get them all. Glenn, we sure appreciate it. It's always been a pleasure. Of course, I covered Glenn when he was playing football in high school, so I've known him forever, and he's always been a good cat. And I hope it doesn't take very long to get things turned around at York, and I hope it goes the way you want in your final month or two here with the Overton program. Best of luck there, too, as well. Always appreciate the time you give us, and again, hopefully we'll catch up with you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate all the coverage you guys have given here to Overton, too. It's just been great. And tell Kevin I'll still meet him in Grand Island to exchange video, even though we don't play each other anymore. So maybe we can meet at Foner Park.
That's good stuff. Glenn, would you tell the next football coach that we get to sit in the press box on game day? Okay. Glenn, hey, have a good one, buddy. Get back to class, all right?
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Glenn Snodgrass, one of the good ones, and there's so many of them. He's moving on to York, taking over the head football coaching duties there starting next season.
I have a feeling those York boys don't understand what they're in for as far as the change goes.
It does bring – I thought about this since he's told me this, and I don't know anybody that plays – I don't know people in York. I know a couple, but I don't know anybody that's playing football there. And it doesn't have to be York. It could be anywhere like this. He's not going to be working with a bunch of country boys that throw bales and lift weights. And maybe there's some of them there, but the bigger the cities are, it's just a different mentality. You got to approach it, I think, a little bit differently, and it'll be interesting to see how coaches do that. And I'm sure he's talked to enough, and all young coaches talk to enough that the right guys give them the right words. And again, best of luck. As all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK right now, take advantage of their new stuffed steakhouse burger, stuffed with jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, spicy poblano sauce, tomato, and lettuce right around that burger on a corn-dusted bun. Oh, it is all there at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're going to track down Sean Callahan. We're also going to chat with Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network before the show is over. Stay with us.
If you wait till the last minute to buy Valentine's Day flowers, you're going to pay a lot more at the local florist. But with Pro Flowers, you get 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase, only $19.99. Only radio listeners can get this exclusive upgrade. Add chocolate to teddy bear and a lavender bath kit, just $10 more. Guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention ESPN Radio. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in ESPN Radio. Offer expires Friday.
There's two outs. They'll send the runner. Hit it to me. Hit it to me.
Here we go. Come on, babe. Air
ball. Play it off the wall.
All right, let's go. Cut three. Cut three.
He's going.
Deep for home. Tommy, block the plate. Down, down.
Throw
block
it
the plate.
Show me the ball. The runner is.
Make the call for the best brands in baseball. Shop Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait, like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see more sunshine develop throughout the day today as temperatures top off in the mid-40s. Winds out of the south will also stay at about 5 to 15. We'll then see clear skies tonight with a low of around 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Thinking of the day when you went away.
Put your hands together. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Check them out at Midway, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. It's all there for you on South 2nd Avenue, the Midway Auto Group, taking care of you during Truck Month. Here's what I want to say today. Merritt has handed me some information about Midway, okay? It is what it is. You've got yesterday's section here somewhere. Did you throw it in the trash already? Because there's something I wanted, because I'm looking for the gentleman's name, and I suppose you threw it away. But anyway, here's why folks, the point I'm trying to get to, here's why Midway, I mean, this is the only thing you need to know about Midway. Just, if you haven't seen it, and you haven't heard about it, Midway takes care of their people. And how do they take care of their people? They had a promotion here about a month ago at the Tri-City Storm hockey game, and we've talked about this before. And a gentleman from Hastings, whose name isn't in front of me because somebody, of course, took the information from me this morning and messed with my stuff. But, and I don't know who that is. I'm not saying it's you. But anyway, nice family, good picture in the Kearney Hub. It appeared that to win the contest, he had won the contest and had won a truck from Midway. Then the insurance company, we all know how this goes, to pay it off, you have to film all these things, whether you're hitting a hockey puck or you're putting a golf ball or whatever it is you're doing. And they went to, it had to go to slow-mo, and it was determined that in slow motion that the puck actually didn't hit what it was supposed to hit. So you've got a crowd that's fired up. You've got a guy that's at home with his family thinking he's won a truck. And all of a sudden they have to tell him, you didn't win. It's not what they did at Midway. You know what they did? They took his vehicle and gave him one of their pre-certified, I think it was a 2008 truck, Silverado, I believe it was. And they made it right. Those aren't free.
No.
That's what they do at Midway. They take care of their customers. Imagine if they did that for this gentleman from Hastings, what they're going to do for you looking out for your car, your truck, your van. And during truck month, what a time to come in and look at those. Andy, Ryan, all the sales staff, all the fine folks in the service department that we have got a chance to meet and work with here over the past few months, they bend over backwards to do it for you. They gave a truck to a guy that didn't want a truck. That's what happened. Those are the kind of folks you want in your corner. See them today at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney on South 2nd Avenue. Looking out for our Husker football needs, Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, who will be at Bullseyes tonight in Hastings from 6 to 8, tomorrow in Kearney at Cunningham's, Thursday at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. And Sean is touring Western Nebraska, and let's be honest, Glenn Snodgrass told us off the air, I've been going to coach at Overton until Sean Callahan came and looked at one of my players. He's on his way to Overton today, and he has resigned. Sean, how do you feel about that? Good morning.
I'm on my way to Overton right now. It's funny, I was at Gothenburg, and Coach Hakey over here asked, rumor is Snodgrass is going to York. You heard anything? Well, I'm going over there, and I just turned in listening to your show, and he confirmed that, obviously, with you guys on the air. So we could have maybe conference called our meetings here together, and I could have saved the trip out to Overton.
Well, Sean, obviously, this is multiple years that you've made your spring trip, and you do it all over the country as usual and all over the state of Nebraska. But this time of the year, you always make a run through central Nebraska, and we appreciate that. Always look forward to seeing you. For the folks that haven't had a chance to come out and see one of these, not a presentation, but one of these get-togethers, one of these evening forums, what is all going to be going on the next three nights?
Well, I just did one last night in McCook at the Copper Mill restaurant there, and we packed the house with over 100 people in the restaurant there. And Had a great event down there set up by the football coach, Jeff Gross, and his people. And be the same type of event I ran last night. I show about a 35 to 40 minute film of Nebraska's recruiting class. And then, you know, I just give a general address of where things are at with the coaching staff and the players on the team and heading into spring practice. And obviously I leave it open to the fans there to ask questions. You know, if they want to know someone specifically, I do my best to hopefully give them an answer and something they may not know. And it's been a real successful run of events, and I've always been appreciative of the support you guys have shown to help make these things happen out of the Tri-City area.
Sean, I think that's the main question fans have out there, whether they'll be at these events or not. They want to know, why was the coaching search and the people that are put in place, why did Bo handle it the way he did?
You know, I don't have a great for sure answer, but my theories are, I think number one, Bo just likes to control the flow of information. He likes to do it his way, and I think we've learned with Bo, if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. He's still going to do it his way. And I think the other thing about this whole thing, it was hard for Bo. You know, basically, the guy has never had to fire anyone in his coaching career before. He's never really had to admit any kind of failure. I mean, you can't really say a 10-4 season was a failure, but I think the offense has been somewhat of a failure the last couple of seasons down the stretch in key games. And I think this has been a hard deal for him to do it, and I just think he wanted to kind of try to control it. And, you know, I think we've learned, though, you really can't. I mean, the World Herald, the Journal Star, guys like me, talk radio in here in Omaha and places, they're still going to talk about it. They're still going to report on it no matter how you do it. So was it the way I would have done it? No, but we've learned that Bo doesn't care. He does things the way he wants to do it. And, you know, if you don't like it, too bad, I'm still going to do it that way. I mean, that's just kind of how Bo is, and I think everybody close to him knows that's how he kind of operates and does business.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, of all the changes here, coaches coming in, coaches leaving, coaches shifting positions and the position they're coaching, what's the most significant one?
You know, I think the secondary job with Marvin, I mean, that's a big hit because Marvin is a coordinator in some extent as well. He was a coordinator in North Carolina, and I just think not having him around, I mean, that's going to be a transition. Now, I do think Corey Raymond's an up-and-comer in the business. He played 8 years in the NFL, so he's got a lot of things going for him. But that will be one to watch closely, how, you know, those secondary guys mesh to a new coach, especially when you lose veterans like DeJon Gomes and Eric Haig and Prince Amukamara, Anthony West, Ricky Tenars. I mean, there's a lot of veteran guys they lost back in that secondary. And, you know, the new coach is going to have some work cut out for him. I think on offense, you know, with Tim Beck, I was always told if something ever were to happen with Watson, that Beck was always going to get a fair shake and a fair look for the offensive coordinator job, and that's exactly what happened. He got an interview. He had an interview for the job. I mean, it wasn't like Bo just gave it to him, and he really blew Bo away from what I'm told with his interview. And, you know, I think Bo is excited what he's going to bring. He did a lot of the things you saw at Kansas. That was a direct result of Tim Beck. He put in most of that offense that Todd Reesing ran. He recruited Todd Reesing, identified him, found him, brought him to Lawrence. He brought in Desmond Briscoe and these great receivers they had. So he had a big part of that run under Mark Mangino. He was a big part of it. And I think you're going to see some elements of that. But I do think, you know, you're going to see some elements of Florida. I think Bo wants to have, you know, just an offense that can still run and be physical with the quarterback and the running backs, but still also be able to spread it out a little bit as well with the passing game.
Sean, so many things happened right around the first of the year with LSU's coaching search and people wondering if Bo Pelini would go there. Thought there was animosity still between him and Harvey Perlman. Is everybody looking at the Big 12 or the move to the Big 10 as a fresh start for everybody? Or what's the relationship there with Bo's bosses?
It's hard to read right now because we haven't had much of an opportunity to talk to Bo. I mean, since that A&M game, in all reality, we've probably only talked to Bo a few times. I mean, you had the Big 12 title game and the bowl game time, but we didn't talk to him a lot about that kind of stuff. And once the Holiday Bowl ended, Bo has only given one general interview, and it was that conference call on signing day. And he talked to the Sports Network on Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's not like we had an idea to really get a chance to talk to Bo, but I think, you know, now that he knows he's going to be here and the LSU thing is didn't happen with him possibly being a candidate there. He wants to win. He's going to get this thing going in the right direction for the Big Ten Conference now. And now Nebraska has to compete against Ohio State and Wisconsin and Michigan State and Michigan and Iowa. It's going to be a little bit different, but I think it's going to be a better fit for Nebraska for the long term.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com at Bullseyes tonight in Hastings, Cunningham's Wednesday in Kearney, and Thursday in Grand Island at Indian Head Golf Course. Sean, signing day has come and gone. Has anybody else walked on or accepted an offer to Nebraska since then?
Well, the 15 guys that are walking on, that's it. They're not taking any more walk-ons. Nebraska will hold their junior day event on Saturday, the 26th here this weekend, and that will be an opportunity for a lot of recruits to come in and talk with Nebraska. So you might see some things happen. Mike Schaaf will be there. Still no offer made to Mike Schaaf, but you got to think that when you start to put everything that kid has going for him on paper, he's going to be a Husker. I mean, he told me yesterday when I was out in Cambridge, the very first day he could receive mail, he received letters from 45 different teams. And on average, he gets 15 different pieces of mail a day from Division I programs. And if they don't check their P.O. box every single day, it overfills with mail and it won't all fit in there. So he's a big-time prospect. And you guys saw it at the state wrestling meet this weekend in Omaha. And I think the only thing that's preventing him from having 10 or 12 Division I offers right now is that knee injury. He tore his ACL in June. He's fully recovered, though. Kid bench pressing 420 pounds, squatting 500. Runs a 100-meter dash at 290 pounds in 11.6 seconds. I mean, you just don't find guys like that anywhere. I mean, I've never seen it before, to be honest. A guy that's that big, that's that strong, that can run and move at that kind of speed.
I remember when my mailbox used to look like that. Yeah, it's a heck of a time to go through for Mr. Schaaf. Well, Sean, I know you're getting close to Overton, and as soon as you walk in that building, your cell phone will go dead. So we'll let you get out of here, and we will see you tonight at Bullseyes, and tomorrow right here in Kearney, and keep up the good work, man.
All right, guys, I'm looking forward to a fun few nights out there.
All right, take care. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. We will be back and talk a little Husker hoops with Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network right after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26th. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fonner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
I'm Doug Goodwin with a Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm have three games at home this week, beginning Tuesday against Omaha, Friday against Sioux Falls, Saturday against Sioux City. Face-off all three nights is set for 7:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team tries to keep it rolling at home Wednesday night against Kansas State, tip-off at 8. Then they travel to Iowa State on Saturday. The Nebraska women will host Missouri Tuesday night and travel to Kansas Saturday. The UN K men and women wrap up the regular season hosting Chadron State Saturday night at 6 and 8. The Hastings College basketball teams begin GPAC tournament play on Tuesday. The women will be at Concordia at 6. The men travel to Morningside at 7. The UNK wrestling team is at the West Regional in San Francisco on Sunday. The Huskers head to the Big 12 Championships March 5th. In baseball, Nebraska heads down to Texas to play Northern Colorado and Sam Houston State. UNK is at Missouri Western, and Hastings College will be at Oklahoma Wesleyan. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
We'll see more sunshine develop throughout the day today as temperatures top off in the mid-40s. Winds out of the south will also stay at about 5 to 15. We'll then see clear skies tonight with a low of around 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 28.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lincoln Journal Star reporting this morning that Lincoln High has hired their next football coach. Mark Mackey, an 18-year assistant at Creighton Prep, is going over. And, of course, Creighton Prep having a new head coach, so maybe Mark decide, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. He's going to go to Lincoln High, takes over for Mike Fultz, who stepped down as coach following last season. And, obviously, Mackey is going to be an assistant in the 2011 Shrine Bowl. So, again, there's another program that
And you're in Central Nebraska, and you're like, oh, Mackey, I should know. Yes, that's Doug Mackey's son. That's, if you go to the bar in Cambridge, that's Tim Mackey's brother.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who?
Good people.
What?
Good people.
Okay.
You know who's else good people? You Save Pharmacy, where most prescriptions are ready in 5 minutes or less. Why would you stand in line? Why would you come back 4 hours later when you don't feel good? That's why you got the medicine, to feel better.
Duh.
It doesn't even, it makes no sense to say, it'll be ready at 3 o'clock. Low, low, low prices, wide variety of generic drugs, $10 for 100 days. Yeah, you heard that right. All insurance plans offered in the area, they're accepted. Make the switch to faster service at low prices, plus the first pharmacy in the nation. That's right, in the nation, in the world, we think. We haven't checked with Ecuador and Colombia. All you got to do is send a text, 308-627-8432, and pick up your refill. Text all your refill requests, 627-8432, located just south of Dairy Queen, right on 2nd Avenue. Free mail out and delivery. 2-lane drive-thru awaits you. Doesn't get any better. You Save Pharmacy in Kearney.
Tomorrow, Drake Baronic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as well as our Loper Link. We got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia still to come on the program today. But right now, from the Husker Sports Network, Andy Markowski, gracious enough to give us some time. He's on a roll this week, quite frankly, folks. Andy, or should we call you Coach, how's your team doing?
Well, we took one on the chin this past weekend, but I always look for wins within the last, and we played them as close as anybody has so far in the YMCA sixth grade. So we're happy with that. So small things here.
How's the recruiting?
Well, we need a big kid. So if you're aware of any kid in the middle of Nebraska that wants to travel with the Lincoln team, let me know. I can get him hooked up. So.
Well, Andy, obviously Nebraska's coming off their biggest win in a long, long time. What was the biggest win when you played at Nebraska? Can you right off the top of your head say this was the biggest win when I was there?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, we swept Kansas, winning down in Allen Fieldhouse. I think Kansas was like 13th in the country at the time. It was certainly a big win by Nebraska standards. Just a win against a prominent program on the road. But if you look at the home teams, we beat Kansas in the early 90s when they were 2-3. But probably Missouri to win the Big 8 title was the biggest win I can remember. But Texas is certainly top five, and it's certainly a bolt of energy that this program needed.
What can be done now after this? What are the great things that happen after a big win, and what are the pitfalls that these kids got to watch out for starting tomorrow night?
Well, I think small things is, you know, everybody's telling you how great you are. You know, I've heard more student-athletes on the radio shows around not only Lincoln, but, you know, you have Drake Baronic on. All that is new to these guys. You know, it's something that you can lose focus and you start talking about Texas, great win, Texas, all of a sudden, you know, you got a game tomorrow. And if you miss part of your preparation and your mind's not in the right place, you see college teams come off a big win and then have a very poor performance. The big picture you know, it's a great win. You know, certainly Nebraska basketball does not get talked about on ESPN ever, and they got a lot of play Saturday night, so you hope you can build on that momentum with recruiting and maybe get into some living rooms this spring of places you weren't able to get prior to that. So I think there are some good things that can come from it, but if you lose tomorrow night, you're going to feel as bad as you felt as good after Saturday. So it's a very fine line, and it's a game that they have to win if they want to continue to talk postseason.
Andy, I contend that this year is different than in years past because the talent level is finally where Doc's got some big men that can play at this level. I think Jeter attacks the basket probably as well as, you know, those guys, you can mention them with Duke and Kansas. He goes at the basket that hard. That's the first time we've ever saw that under Doc Sadler at Nebraska.
No, and that's why when I went on in the preseason, I truly thought there wasn't a team on their schedule that they couldn't play with. Now, you know, consistency has been an issue. But if you look at your senior point guard is playing like a senior point guard, Richardson being a four-year kid at your two is playing, McCray's playing very consistent at your four-man. Your inside guys, when your inside guys have come to play, we've been able to play with anybody in the country. When Diaz and Almeida haven't played well, that's when we've struggled. So the parts are there. But certainly we haven't had a senior point guard play at a high level since Charles Richardson, and that was one of Doc's better teams. I think that was his first year at Nebraska. So senior point guards help, and having three or four guys playing consistently throughout a conference season helps, and they've had that here the back half of the conference season.
Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network and, of course, former Husker joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get ready for Kansas State tomorrow night, that was really the most disappointed, and I think maybe Doc Sadler said during his time at Nebraska, was the whooping they took the first time. What is going to be different tomorrow?
Well, if you look going back into that game, Almeida was out. And Diaz was kind of caught up in this. He went to a funeral in San Juan. They didn't know whether they were going to get him back. So they certainly had some distractions going on in their program. And I thought they played hard in that game. I just thought they were very undisciplined and mentally not as sharp as what they needed to be. So anytime you play a Kansas State team, you have to be tough. You have to be able to match their energy. You have to be able to match their physical toughness. If you do that, you have a chance, and outside of that, you need to do a good job in pulling, and then you have to rebound the basketball with them. And the thing that they didn't do in Kansas State is they turned it over 23 times. And I think having those big guys back where you're able to throw it into them, relieve some pressure, is going to help. And we've just been a good home team. So as long as we don't think that we're great by beating Texas and show up with that same chip on your shoulder you played with Saturday, you know, I think it's going to be a good game.
Is this team worthy of NCAA consideration? In your mind?
Yeah, you know, the teams on the bubble are not very good. And when I say that, I don't think there's a big difference between the 30 best team in the country to the 70th best team in the country. And I put Nebraska in that category. Certainly, they didn't do as much as what they needed in the non-conference. They had a chance to maybe beat Vanderbilt, which would certainly look good now. They stubbed their toe against Davidson. But you beat a one seed. And there's only so many teams that can say they beat a one seed. And that's certainly going to help. You beat A&M. You need probably two more marquee wins, and that's probably Kansas State and Missouri at home. You know, if they get those two wins, I don't see how you can keep a team out that maybe has four top 30, top 40 wins. Are they as good as what we were in 98 or 99? I don't know. I want to think that maybe we were a little bit more athletic, but if you look at the subset of teams on the bubble, there's no reason why Nebraska shouldn't be considered, and if they win a couple more big games, shouldn't be in the tournament.
Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since we're going to talk to Drake tomorrow, let's get your view on watching him every single game. He only played 7 minutes on Saturday against Texas, and I've noticed that there's a couple of teams that he has been drastically down in minutes, and a couple of teams he's been drastically up, and I don't think that's because of the other personnel. What is it that kept him maybe on the bench Saturday compared to a couple of the other games that is still maybe a weakness for him?
Well, obviously, athletically, Drake still, you know, is going to struggle against the more athletic teams in the league. But if you look to what Nebraska did in the second half, they went away from their base offense because Texas was really denying and we were having a hard time getting ball movement. They put the two big posts on the block, and they went to a dribble weave where really they tried to spread Texas and attack them off the dribble. That's not Drake Baranek's strength, and certainly that's one reason why his minutes went down. But Drake has really had an impact on this program. Like I said, he's given him another senior leader. He's been able to make shots. Defensively, he's a very vocal guy. He communicates on switches and some things on the perimeter that some of their young guys really struggled with. So he's had an impact on this team that might not show up in the box score, just the day-to-day preparation. And there's certain games where Drake has a better matchup than others defensively, and yet in the Texas game, what we're doing offensively just was not where Drake is comfortable, and that's why his minutes suffered from that.
All right, Andy, four games to go, conference tournament. What happens with Nebraska the rest of the way out?
Well, my gut tells me 2-2 is probably realistic. That would get you 8-8. That probably doesn't get you in. I think this team needs to go 9-7 with a win over Kansas State and Missouri at home. But saying that, if they go 2-2, the conference tournament is really going to be wide open. Outside of Texas and Kansas, I think any of those nine teams with the exclusion of Iowa State could make a run in the Big 12 tournament. So, I don't think you're out of it going 8-8, but I certainly think you make it hard on yourself. I look for us to probably finish 8-8, win one in the tournament, and then see what happens. But I'd love to see them win tomorrow, because if they win tomorrow, they kind of have some room for a mistake, whether that be Missouri at home or maybe at Colorado. But winning tomorrow gets you a huge win and really has you in position to be fourth or fifth in the league with an 8-8, 9-7 record, which, once again, I don't know what your eyes tell you, but the numbers show you that they're close to being an NCAA tournament team.
Andy, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you again here probably right around tournament time, and look forward to seeing you at the state tournament.
Absolutely, guys. I look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Markowski, former Husker with the Husker Sports Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Time to take a look at Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, now's your chance. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Scott, you want NASCAR or you want basketball?
Let's go basketball.
All right. Today it's a numbers game. Bruce Chubbuck went into the Hall of Fame for the Huskers last week. What's his number?
44.
Was that easy, Tony?
Yes.
Good, because we're out of time. Take care of it.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Congratulations. You are the winner. Hang on the line. We'll get your information. Get you taken care of.
By the way, so was Markowski's. That was my next.
I didn't realize Andy's number was 44 as well. He had a whole list of numbers here for you. Appreciate everybody listening today. You know what? Tomorrow we got more great shows lined up. Brady Bonzel for our Loper Link. Drake Baranek set to be on tomorrow as well. More interviews coming the rest of the week. We get closer and closer. More sub-district basketball. Sub-district final basketball for the girls in the area getting going tonight. All that more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated for taking some time with us today. All your questions can be answered the next 3 nights. Bullseyes and Hastings tonight, Cunningham's and Kearney tomorrow, and on Thursday, Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island. Remember, if you're going to the meet and greet with Sean Callahan at Indian Head, they'd love to have you give them a phone call. Have them set up a reservation for you. Just say how many people are coming. It was a sellout a year ago. Looking forward to another sellout again this year. I want to thank Glenn Snodgrass, former Overton Eagle head football coach, girls basketball coach, and now the head coach of the York Dukes, and Andy Markowski from the Husker Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
Baloney, bronzer. What's the last
Texas.
Word? Texas. Email us.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.